What's up, Tree Service Marketing Secrets Facebook group? Hope everybody's doing well, having a great week. It's Wednesday, April 3rd, and you're here for another Grow Show live here in the Facebook Tree Service Marketing Secrets Facebook group. So welcome aboard. I'm so glad you're here. As always, on this live Grow Show, if you have any questions about marketing your tree service business, anything, you know, your Google Maps, your website, your Google Ads, local service ads, email marketing, text marketing, whatever the case may be, retargeting, if you're doing direct mail, post a comment under this video. This is a live stream and I can see your posts and comments so I can actually respond back to them real time live while we're on the show here today. So I wanted to go live today. We've got a super special, really good, kind of timely webinar coming up Friday about SEO. And so I wanted to do a quick live today just to kind of alert you guys. It's going to be live. It's free as always. Our webinar trainings, always free. We like to put out good content for the tree service community, tree care professionals, arborists, tree service business owners who are looking to grow their business with the best practices for online marketing. And so Friday, April 5th, which is in 2 days at 2 p.m. Eastern time, we're going to be doing a live webinar on the brand new SEO formula for 2024 and beyond. So Google had some pretty big algorithm updates this past year. There's two or three. The most recent one was the helpful content update that they just recently did back in November and then fine-tuned it again in March. So there's a lot of fluctuations in a lot of people's websites online. And we saw a lot of our clients' websites push even further to the top, even after being on page one already, simply because the attrition of the bad websites in the local communities online too kind of fell off. So what they did was is they basically said, look, if you're mass producing spammy content, or you're using AI generated tools to put out 50 or 100 pages a month on your website, and we can detect that, we're going to basically penalize your website. And that's what's happened. A lot of people's websites have fallen offline. And, you know, people have gotten, you know, upset about this. We've seen it. People are up in arms about their websites being offline in the past couple of months. And really, that's because people are trying to take shortcuts, honestly, you know, with their online marketing, with their SEO approach. And you don't really want to do that because Google honestly just can't be gamed. You know, you can do certain things here and there, but it's usually a short-term kind of gain, and it's going to eventually get noticed, and some sort of algorithm update is going to punish those people that try to take those shortcuts. So really, you want to put out helpful, unique content on your website. So blog articles are okay. Those work, you know, for producing consistent content on your website. But, you know, they're not always exactly helpful for every searcher that finds your website. So one of the things that we've implemented in the last 6 or 8 months are just descriptions of your job site descriptions. So like SEO articles written about your specific or tree service company specific jobs that they've just recently completed. So think about, you know, before and after photos of the trees, if you're trimming and pruning, if you're doing land clearing, if you're doing tree removal, before and after, same shot of the property before the tree was removed, after the tree was removed, a couple of photos in between of your equipment, things like that, doing the job. And then just a short description of what you did. Like basically, what did you write on the invoice, right? When you billed the customer, was it, we trimmed three trees, or we trimmed three oak trees, we removed two pine trees, and we used our knuckle boom truck, we used our bucket truck, we used our chipper truck, our loaders, and we had a four-man crew to complete the project, right? And then the city and state, was it residential or was it commercial? Those types of job descriptions are super unique per job, right? Every single job that you do out there in the field is going to be a different type of job. Sure, it's tree service, right? It's tree removal, it's tree pruning, it's tree trimming. But yet every one of them are in a specific location, city and state, specific county, zip code, right? Different job descriptions for each one that you do. So there's going to be this uniqueness per job that you do that's going to really help compound those SEO results if you're constantly updating your website with job descriptions. And you can think of it as like a second blog feed on your website. So instead of just a blog on your menu of your website, you have like a case studies page or a showcase page or a portfolio page. We've had a couple of clients want to rename it instead of case studies. They want to rename it job descriptions or recent projects or, you know, portfolio, things like that. And so in that, when you click on that page, there'll be separate posts, sort of like blog posts, about recent jobs that you've, you know, completed. And those are very powerful for SEO. And this strategy is working very, very well. All we need and all anybody needs is just routine, consistent photos, right, of your job projects, minimal description, right? The city and state, residential, commercial, what type of work did you do out there? Is it tree removal? What type of tree was it? How big was the tree? What were the challenges of the job? Well, it was in between a fence. We had to use our spider lift to go in between a 36-inch fence, get to the backyard so we could safely prune the trees, remove the trees, et cetera. And those types of things make each job unique. So we're seeing that have very, very, really, really positive impact on local SEO for tree service company websites. So, hey, if you're just jumping on, post a comment if you have any questions about your website, your marketing, your tree service marketing. I do this Grow Show live each week, 12 o'clock p.m. Eastern time on the Facebook page here and also on YouTube live stream. So if you have any questions, let me know. Just punch it into the comment. I'll answer it live there, either replying to your comment or I can just answer it verbally right here as I look at them. So if you're on YouTube, like and subscribe to our channel. We got plenty of new interviews for the podcast coming up with tree service experts, industry experts. Also, new trainings coming up after this new brand new SEO formula that we're going to do Friday. So if you're on today, appreciate it. Thanks for joining. And we always try to provide some sort of helpful marketing tip each week just to make sure you know you guys are staying on top and staying on the forefront of what's working with online marketing today. So this is all we do all day, every day. So we're happy to kind of share our wisdom with you guys and what we're seeing working, what we're seeing not working. And that way you kind of know what to do and what not to do in your local market or with your own marketing agency or in-house if you're doing some of these things in-house. So thanks for joining. You'll see also in the description of this live stream right now, you'll see the description and the registration page for the free webinar on Friday. If you click that Zoom link, the Zoom registration page, you will then be on the registration page where you can put your name and your email address. And that way we can remind you when it's going to start Friday. We're not going to spam you or anything like that. You'll get a confirmation email that you've joined, that you've registered. And from there, we'll send you the reminders Friday leading up to the free training. So hopefully you guys are getting that. And those are all coming through once you do register for it. And so let me see if this thing's actually streaming live in the Facebook group here. It looks like it might not be. Yeah, looks like, okay, there it is. Now, since we've done the update there, it is on there live. So again, thanks so much for jumping on. I see a few people on here live. Appreciate it. Hope you're having a great week. Again, if you got any questions, pop them in the chat, the comment right there, and I'll be happy to answer those for you. But yeah, so Friday, I'm super excited to show you this. So we're going to go through kind of live examples of what's working on client websites today. These simple job descriptions where, you know, you can post details about the jobs. And it's just really very minimal. It doesn't have to be super complex. It's mainly just getting the photos and then also the bulleted list of the jobs. So it's basically like, you know, residential, commercial, what type of tree service did you do? Trimming, pruning, land clearing, removal. What type of equipment did you use? Was this a one-time job? You know, several time projects. So if you're doing plant healthcare, tree healthcare, it's good to explain, like you may go out there quarterly for fertilizations or spraying, things like that, just to kind of make it very useful for the person visiting your website. And it also helps these websites convert a lot better because now they're seeing your work live on the website, updated monthly with new articles and job descriptions about recent jobs that you guys have completed. And people like to see tree work. They like to see what's being done, how you do it, how you clean up after yourselves, just the overall view and a vision of the property after you finish it and while you're doing it. And a lot of people are like, well, this tree company looks like they're doing a very good job. They're taking care of the property. They're not, you know, damaging the grass or the driveway or things like that. It looks like they take really good care of their customer's property. So I think I'm going to hire this company. So think of it as also proof of work on your website to show people that visit your website that, hey, this tree company is going to take good care of our property. And so these job descriptions really help that because you've got the images, you get the explanation of the job that you did and why you did it. And then we take that and just write a small article around your job description. And these are new pages being posted, new pages being published on your website consistently every month. So if you think about it, after 6 months, you've got 12 of these on your website. After a year of SEO, you've got 24 of these unique job articles on your website. It's going to be so powerful for your local rankings because now you're ranking for all these unique, you know, hey, we just removed 5 pine trees in XYZ city and state using our bucket truck and a 4-man crew. That's a very unique article. Nobody's got an article like that on their website, right? All the tree companies out there pretty much have stagnant websites, maybe doing some blog article updates, but these job description SEO updates are going to be very, very powerful for your local SEO. So I wanted to get that out. I wanted to invite you. We'd love to have you join us and just kind of walk through, and we'll show you exactly what's working and what's not working on Friday, April 5th at 2 p.m. Eastern time. And again, if you have any questions, or even after the fact in the Facebook group, if you see this video later, post a comment if you have a question. I always check these comments and make sure I answer everybody's questions on the comment section in there as well. But you'll also see a description. You'll see the YouTube. If you're on YouTube, you'll see in the description the Zoom webinar registration page. We'd love to have you join on Friday. If you guys are no questions or comments today, that's perfectly fine. And we will see you on Friday for the live webinar on Zoom. Register now, and we'll see you then. Talk then. Bye. Thanks. Have a good day.